It is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, and the radio.com app. Willie P is in the building to tell you the news that the Atlanta Braves have won the 1995 Major League Baseball World Championship with a 4-2 victory over the Cleveland Indians. They win it tonight 1-0, and I have to tell you, as somebody who has been waiting for this basically my entire life, we've been sitting here as Atlanta sports fans, and really, outside of, you know, the University of Georgia winning a national championship in 1980, some of the close calls, obviously, before that with some of the pro teams, it really hasn't come as close as it has, except for the Braves here in 91 and 92. And I thought a lot about those moments as we started counting down the outs, and I think everybody was doing that after we saw David Justice homer in the sixth inning. And what a night for Justice, too. And we'll get plenty of your reaction. 404-741-0929. I want you to line up. We will take you as they come. We also have our Joe Patrick inside the Braves clubhouse right now. He is getting interviews and trying to maybe get some people for us live on the telephone to try and react to this victory, which is historic in nature. And I'm at a loss right now, because so much of what this season has been, you know, a lot of people, you know, lamented once baseball came back, you know, will there be that same juice, that same fire, especially after we lost the World Series a year ago. You heard David Justice's comments in the paper where really he just kind of put the challenge on the Braves fans. He just looked at everybody and said, you know, hey, prove that we are better than we were, and prove that we are a better baseball town than Cleveland. Cleveland, who hasn't won a championship since the 50s, for crying out loud. And, you know, I know we hadn't won one either, you know, but that besides the point. I look at this and I say, man, what a night for the city of Atlanta to be on display. And, you know, seeing the cut shots of Ted Turner and Jane Fonda, and seeing everything. There's just so much to react to, and we'll get it to you here over the course of the next couple of hours. Again, we're on Twitter at 929thegame, at Willie P. Styles. How you get in touch with me? And this is where I will start. I was like all of you when you think about what David said in the paper the other day. And I think people, you know, we took a lot of calls from people saying, you know what, he might be right. You know, the fan has been priced out. The true fan's been priced out. It's more of a corporate game now when you think about the way that the stands are made up with, and you're not seeing the true fan in there. And I think a lot of people, too, have kind of looked at the Braves and said, you know what, hey, the fact that you guys still won games 1 and 2, why are you complaining? Well, I do think that you now see what David was talking about with the way that atmosphere was so raucous here tonight. I mean, on every pitch, it seemed like people were standing, especially with two strikes. And how about Glavine, too? I mean, Glavine is the kind of guy who, you know, while he is a strikeout kind of guy, he's not somebody who's going to overpower you. But that changeup tonight was filthy. I know Cleveland fans will look at that and say, you know, a lot of that had to do with Brinkman. The strike zone was forever when it seemed like on the inside and outside corner, and he was getting a lot of help and a lot of levity. But, you know, that same strike zone was there for Dennis Martinez, and it wasn't like Martinez took enough of advantage of it. He really struggled at times. There was a part of it where he got into a groove, but you saw Hargrove pull him in that fifth inning, and you saw them go to pool. And, you know, I thought it was a defensible move. It certainly was. But, you know, obviously you look at that and you say, oh my goodness. But Justice proves them wrong. And I love the line that Costas had on the broadcast where he said, Justice turns Hargrove's logic into lament. That was awesome. That was just a great scintillating sports moment for this city. It's something we've needed. I mean, I can't even tell you how many times I've watched that Kirby Puckett home run and wanted to throw things, and watched that Game 7, the way that ended. And, you know, we thought that when we got Sid Slide in 92 that was something of a way of destiny for us. It proved to be not. And now if you look at this team and how they'll be remembered, you'll think of Tom Glavine's one-hit masterpiece here in game number 6. He was named after the game the series MVP. You'll think of David Justice conquering the doubters. You'll think of Klesko, who homered in 3 straight games in Cleveland. There's a lot to love from this Braves team. These guys will turn out and be icons, and really you're looking at possibly the beginning of a dynasty. You know, that they are the team of the 90s now. There's no question about it. The fact that you have three pennants to your name and now a World Series to go along with it, there's just no telling what could possibly happen for this squad going on from this year. They'll be the overwhelming favorites to win it again this upcoming year. All that pitching under control, all that young talent under control. You might need to make some other moves, but we'll get to those as we go throughout the winter months. Tonight is a time to enjoy. And how about the gratitude and the validation for guys like John Schuerholz and Bobby Cox? You know, this is a group where they were looked at as, you know, the team that was always good enough to win it on paper in the regular season, but, you know, never really could get it going in the postseason. And the fact that you now have that, you have that thing to cling to, you have that world championship ring now, I think now starts to cement the legacy for those two gentlemen, for both Cox and for Schuerholz, and great for Ted Turner, too. I mean, you love seeing him there front row there with Jane Fonda. It's so great to have, you know, a visible owner who looks invested in that team. And I know he's taken a lot of shots over the course of the years, and a lot of them very much due towards him. But the Braves are world champions, and we love that we're able to bring that to you here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Phone lines are blazing right now. We'll get to you here as we go throughout the night. Again, Joe Patrick is inside the clubhouse. We'll try to get you a live Brave and, of course, a couple of recorded ones as he sends that sound back to us from inside Atlanta Fulton County Stadium. But one thing, too, that I want to at least recognize, too, is that, you know, when you think about justice and when you think about, you know, what he was trying to say, I think we all wanted the same thing. We all wanted to see the Braves win. And, you know, it was very, very hard for us to kind of get ratcheted up again in order to try and, you know, almost play, have like a guard on our heart because of the fact that we had been so heartbroken in 91 and 92. And the fact that now, you know, they win the first two games and it's like, oh my God, now we're here. Now we're here and we have a chance to possibly take control and take control of the series. And then the loss in Game 5 had a lot of people somewhat feeling themselves when you think about us coming back here for the final two contests. I knew I had a lot of confidence in Glavine going tonight. If Glavine didn't win, I didn't feel as good. But because of the fact that you had Glavine going tonight, I had felt a certain sort of way that it would possibly turn the right way for the Braves. But I know a lot of people who were looking at that and saying, oh my goodness, if we don't win tonight, then Game 7 might be a real hard task ahead of us. But they win it, and I couldn't be happier. The Braves are world champions, and we have plenty to get to here as we go throughout. Again, we'll have the updates. We'll try to get you as much from the clubhouse as possible and your phone calls. 404-741-0929. We finally have a champion. It's so great. Oh, my gosh. I don't even know. I didn't even know what it was going to feel like. And you know, I've never rooted for a winner. Never had a winner. Never had it happen. And now that it's happened, I can't even believe it. I just can't. It's amazing. And because of that, you know, I want you to feel this along with me. I'm sure you feel, a lot of you, the same way. Braves fans, near and far, we want to hear from you. Willie P is in the building on championship evening. Championship Saturday night that goes into Sunday. We'll take this all night if we have to. The Braves are world champions, and of course, you have it right here on your home for the best sports talk in Atlanta, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, and the radio.com app.